Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, see that banner go. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2017. We are still in the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu. We are up to chapter 50 of 52 chapters. I'm going to start in chapter 50 and see how far we get today, because 50 and 51 are particularly long chapters. They're big ones. So I may not be able to get all the way to 52. If that is the case, I will have to do 52 tomorrow and then the first part of Ezekiel. And we will see what we will see. So let's get started here. Oh, before I do that, I want to let everybody know that we have a wonderful Christian identity calendar available from Brother Herbert, or Hebert, of North Carolina. And it's being presented on EFR. And each page depicts scenes from the Bible. That's the top page. And then down below, we have the full calendar, and it has both the Gregorian dates, which is the standard calendar that we have been using, and then all the biblical dates as well. All the feast days are listed in it. It is on very heavy gloss paper. It is a lovely, lovely calendar, and if you would like one, send a donation of $20 or more, hit the donate button at the top of the EFR page, the main page, and when that pops up, please put the word calendar in the message and give us your mailing address, and your calendar will get to you very quickly. So get your calendar in time for the new feast days, beginning with Passover, Sunday evening, April 2nd, 2017. Because Monday is the Passover. So it starts at sundown on Sunday. And thank you for your support. EFR is all volunteer, and we could really use some operating funds, because all the money for all of this comes out of our pockets. So, Yahweh bless. Let's get started in the book of Jeremiah here in chapter 50, and verse 1 through 51. In other words, the whole verse 1 through 5164, actually. I misread that. You can reference Isaiah 13, verses 1 through 14. And 23. Isaiah 13, 1 through 14, 23. Oh my. And chapter 47, verses 1 through 15. And Jeremiah is prophesying against the nations in this whole section. So here he's taking on Babel. Yahweh spoke to him. Verse 1, the word that spoke Yahweh towards Babel, that's Babylon, and towards the land of the Kashtim, those are the Chaldeans, by the hand of Yirmiyahu the prophet. Verse verse 2. Declare you among the nations and cause to hear, and set up a standard, that's a battle standard. Cause to hear and conceal not. Say, Babel is captured. Bel is put to shame. Now that's Bel, 1078. That's one of their pagan gods. Bel is put to shame. Merodach, 4781, that was the chief pagan deity in Nebuchadrezzar's time. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are put to shame. Her idols are broken in pieces. And that's what Yahweh had against Babylon. He used them as a tool to punish Israel. But then he was going to go and destroy Babylon because they harmed his chosen people. They were not Israelites. They were not to harm his anointed, but he used them for that purpose, but then destroyed them because they are insignificant. Verse 3, because from the north arises a nation against her, and eventually that would be Persia under Koresh, and he would build the second temple that Babylonians had destroyed the first one. Because from the north arises a nation against her, which shall make her land waste, and none shall dwell in it. They shall flee, they shall depart, both Adam and beast. Okay, what kind of beasts? Two-legged beasts. They had beasts of the field in with them. Pardon me, I had to cough, and I really need a drink of this orange juice to clear my pipes. Oh, that is so refreshing and helps. Verse 4. In those days and in that time, declares Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh Elohim. That's their God. They're going to be released from their captivity. Verse 5, they shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, 2008. It's archaic, but that's what it means. It's henna in the Hebrew. And it's very archaic language, but thitherward is that meaning. Saying, come and let us join ourselves, 3867, to Yahweh in a perpetual covenant, 5769 and 1285, perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten, 7911. And here we are at verse 6. And in verse 6, you can reference Matthew chapter 10, verse 6, chapter 15, 24, and Luke 15, 4 and 6. Sheep that are lost have been my people. This is Yahweh speaking. They're shepherds. That's their pastors, have caused them to wander about, 8582, Hetaim, and turn back, 7726, Shobibim, as apostasy, on the mountains. In other words, their pastors were doing wrong. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. 7258. All that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not because that they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, Yahweh, the hope of their fathers or ancestors, forefathers. Verse 8, and you can reference verse 8 in Revelations 18, verse 4. Flee from the midst of Babel, go forth from the land of the Kostim, again that's the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. 6260, in other words, procreate. Verse 9, for lo, I will raise, 5782, and cause to come up, 5927, against Babel, an assembly, 6951, of great nations from the land of the north. And they shall set themselves in array, that's battle array, 6186, against her. From there she shall be captured, 3920. Their arrows, 2671, as of a mighty, 1368, prudent, 7919, man. None shall return in vain. 7387. That's about the arrows. They will all meet their mark. Verse 10. And shall be Kostim despoiled. 7997. All that spoil her, 7998. Shall be satisfied, 7646, declares Yahweh. In other words, they're going to loot it. Verse 11, because you were glad, as in rejoicing glad, 8055, because you rejoiced, 5937, you plunderers of my heritage. In other words, you plundered Israel, and that's Yahweh's heritage. They needed to have it done. They needed to be spanked. But you, non-Israelites, dared to do it. So now I'm going to get you. Because you spring about as the heifer treading grass, 1758, and bellow, 6670, as mighty bulls, 47. Verse 12, your mother, 517, shall be sore ashamed. She that bore you shall be disgraced. Behold, the hindmost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert plain. Verse 13, because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly devastated. All that passes by Babel shall be appalled, 8074, and hiss, 8319, at all her wounds. Verse 14, put yourself in array against Babel all around. All you that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, because she has sinned against Yahweh. Verse 15, shout at her all around. She has given her hand. Her buttresses are fallen. That's her great big battle towers. Her walls are thrown down because it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance upon her as she has done due to her. Verse 16. Cut off the sower. 2232. That's a person that sows seed to plant. Cut off the sower from Babel, and he that handles the sickle, that's the harvester, in the time of harvest, from the presence of the sword they shall turn every man to his people, and they shall flee every man to his own land. All right. I've got another lung problem here today. That's just chronic. That's how it is. Babel would be destroyed. Now, Israel had to do 70 years of penance. And then they'd be returned to the land. And the ones that were causing penance was Nebuchadrezzar and company up in Babel. So Yahweh is going to use them as a punishment of Israel. And then because they were non-Israel and they punished his people, he was going to make them pay for that. So he had no real regard for them. It was a huge city, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and all the fabulous architecture and all of that. And eventually, they were going to be attacked and destroyed. And they never recovered. They have all those ruins over there today, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. And Saddam Hussein tried to rebuild them. He had them being rebuilt. And now they're destroyed. They've never recovered. They were destined for doom. And it happened, and it happened recently. They were destroyed in the desert war over there. Iraq is what used to be Babel. And it's a bombed out hulk. And they're still fighting, and all the cities are blown up, and they're killing each other left and right. It's going on today. They're never going to rise again. All these things that go on have a purpose. Verse 17. Now this describes Israel. Sheep that are scattered is Israel. The lions have driven him away. First devoured him the king of Asher. This last, mighty in bones, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babel. Verse 18, therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, that's a God of Israel. Behold, I will visit punishment to the king of Babel and to his land, as I have visited punishment to the king of Asher. The Assyrians got destroyed. Verse 19, and I will return Israel to his habitation, and he shall pasture, 7462, on Carmel, 3760, that's Mount Carmel, and Carmel means garden land, and Bashan, 1316. And upon the hill country of Ephraim and Gilead, he shall satisfy himself. In other words, they're going to rebuild. Eventually, after the punishment. Verse 20. In those days and in that time, declares Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Yehuda, and they shall not be found. Because I will pardon those whom I leave behind, the remnant. Verse 21, here's another group. Go up against the land of Merathaim, 4850, against it, and to the inhabitants of Pekod, 6489, attack, 2717. And utterly destroy, 2763, after them, declares Yahweh. And do according to all I have commanded you. Verse 22. The sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. Verse 23. How is the hammer, 6360, of the whole land cut asunder and broken? How is Babel become an appallment among the nations? because they were the hammer of the whole land. They were the most powerful. Well, that's going to come to an end. This is future prophecy. Verse 24, I have laid a snare for you, and you are caught, Babel, and you were not aware. You are found and also caught because you have provoked Yahweh. Verse 25, Yahweh has opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation, because this is the work of the Lord Yahweh of hosts in the land of the Kashtim, that's the Chaldeans. Verse 26, come from the utmost border, open her storehouses, raise her up as heaps, that's heaps of destroyed buildings, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Verse 27. Slay all her bullocks. 6499. And that's a metaphor for powerful men. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, because their day is come, the time of their visitation of punishment. Verse 28, the voice of those that flee and escape from the land of Babel to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh Eloheinu, that's Yahweh our God, the vengeance of his temple, 1964, and that's just, the temple is going to be destroyed in chapter 52, verses 12 through 23, and he's declaring it before time, and the vengeance of his temple, it's going to be avenged. It needed to happen, but Yahweh's going to punish him for doing it. And here's verse 29. You can reference verse 29 in Revelations chapter 18, verse 6. Verse 29 is, cause to hear toward Babel the archers, all that bend the bow, and camp against it all around, let none escape. Recompense her according to her works, according to all she has done due to her. For she has been proud, 2102, towards Yahweh, toward the Holy One of Israel. Verse 30. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be silenced in that day, declares Yahweh. Verse 31. Behold, I am against you, most proud, 2087, declares the Lord Yahweh of hosts. For your day is come, the time I will visit punishment upon you. Verse 32, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up, and I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all around him. Verse 33, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Yehuda were oppressed together, and all that took them captives were strong, and refused to let them go. Verse 34, their Redeemer, 1350, is strong, 2389. Yahweh of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, so that he may give rest to the land and disturb the inhabitants of Babel. Verse 35, a sword is upon the Kashtim, declares Yahweh, that's the Chaldeans, and upon the inhabitants of Babel, and upon her officials, and upon her wise men. Verse 36, a sword is upon the liars, 907, and they shall become fools, 2973. A sword is upon her mighty men, 1368. And they shall be dismayed, 2865. A sword is upon their horses and upon their chariots and upon all the mongrel people, 6154. That is a Reb, as dusky of mixed blood. And Arab has the same meaning. The mongrel people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women, weak. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed, 962, verse 38. A drought, 2721, is upon her waters, 4325, and they shall be dried up. For it is the land of carved idols, 6456, and they are mad, 1984, with their terror, 367. You see the carved idols? What does he not like more than anything else? Verse 39, and you can reference Revelations chapter 18, verse 2. Verse 39, therefore the dwellers of the desert with the jackals shall dwell there. And the daughters of ostriches shall dwell in it. And it shall be no more inhabited perpetually, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. My, my. It's going to be a wasteland for wild beasts. Dwellers of the desert. Who's the dwellers of the desert? Well, the Arabs. Verse 40. And you can reference Genesis 19, verses 24 and 25. For verse 40. As overthrew Elohim, Sedom and Amorah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbors of them, all the towns, in that plain, declares Yahweh, shall no man abide there, and that's 376 man, neither shall any son of Adam sojourn there. That's Adam, 120. See, there's a difference. There's non-Adamic men and Adamic men. And it's delineated clearly in that verse. Verse 41, behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the borders of the land. Verse 42, they shall hold the bow and the spear. They are cruel, 394, and will not show compassion, 7355. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, put in array like men to the battle against you, daughter of Babel. And you can see verse 623 for that. Verse 43, the king of Babel has heard the report of them, and his hands grew feeble. Anguish seized him, pangs as a woman giving birth. Verse 44, behold, he shall come up like a lion from the pride of Jordan, that's the Jordan River, to the habitation of the strong, for I will make them suddenly run away from upon her. And who is a chosen man I may appoint over her? Because who is like me? This is Yahweh speaking. Who will appoint me the time? Who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Verse 45. Therefore, hear you the plan of Yahweh that he has planned against Babel, and his purposes that he has planned against the land of the Kashtim, that's the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall be dragged off. Surely he shall make their habitation appalled with them. Verse 46. At the noise of the capture of Babel, the land is shaken, and the cry is heard among the nations. That ends chapter 50. So we're a little bit past a half an hour and an hour show. I told you these are two long chapters. Let me get another drink of orange juice, clear the pipes. Chapter 51. This is also about Babel. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against Babel and toward those that dwell in Leb Kamai. That's 3846, and that is a cipher for Babel. A destroying wind. Verse 2, and will send to Babel foreigners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. That's Zarim, foreigners. And empty her land. Because in the day of trouble, they shall be against her all around. What's happening here today? They're shipping in all these foreigners that are going to be against us. Got a bad time coming, folks. And all we're doing is warning. We can't make you do anything, but we urge you to prepare for that day. Verse 3, against he that bends, that is the bow, let the archer bend his bow, and against he that lifts himself up in his armor and spare not her young men, destroy all her troops, shall fall the slain in the land of the Kashtim, thrust through in her streets. Verse 5, because Israel is not forsaken, or Yehuda of Elohim, Yahweh of hosts, though their land was filled with guilt against the Holy One of Israel, they sinned. Here's Jeremiah speaking. Flee from the midst of Babel and save every man his life. Be not silenced in her iniquity, for this is the time of the vengeance of Yahweh. He will render to her a recompense, 1576. In other words, she's going to be paid back as a nation for all her evil against Israel. Here's verse 7. And you can reference Revelation 17, verses 2 through 4, and 18, verse 3. A cup of gold has been Babel in the hand of Yahweh, that made drunken all the land. From her wine have drunken the nations, over which act madly the nations. 1984. That's Yithehulelu as shouting in terror at Yahweh's judgments. Verse 8. Suddenly fallen is Babel, and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. There's verse 9. And you can reference Revelations chapter 18, verse 5 on this. We would have healed Babel, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and go every man to his own land, for her judgment reaches the sky and is lifted up to the clouds. Verse 10. Brought forth Yahweh, our righteousness. Come, Let us declare in Zion the work of Yahweh Eloheinu. That means Yahweh our God. Verse 11. Polish, 1305, the arrows, 2671. Fill the quivers. Raised up Yahweh, the spirit of the kings of the Madai. Those are the Medes, 4074. For his plans, 4204, are against Babel, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of Yahweh, the vengeance of his temple. Now, this is future prophecy. The temple hasn't been destroyed yet, but it will be in chapter 52. We're in chapter 51. Set up the standard, that's a battle standard, upon the walls of Babel. Make strong the guard. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For Yahweh has both devised and also done that which he spoke toward the inhabitants of Babel. Verse 13, and you can reference Revelations chapter 17, verse 1. Dwellers upon many waters, abundant in treasures, your end has come. The measure of your covetousness. 1:2:1:5. Verse 14. Yahweh of hosts has sworn by himself. This is Yahweh speaking. Surely I will fill you with Adam as with caterpillars. 3:2:1:8. And that's Kayalek. That's the larval stage of the locust. And they shall sing a shout against you. In other words, the Adamites are going to come and destroy them. And here's verses 15 and 15 through 19 are a hymn of praise to Yahweh. Verse 15. He has made the land by his power. He has established the world, 8:3:9:8, by his wisdom, and has stretched out the sky by his understanding. When he gives voice, a multitude of waters is in the skies, and he causes to ascend the vapors from the ends of the land. Lightning with the rain makes he, and brings forth the wind from his storehouse. Verse 17. Brutish is every atom in his knowledge. Every refiner is put to shame by the carved idol. For his molten image is falsehood, and no breath is in them. Verse 18. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation of punishment, they shall perish. In other words, all these carved and cast idols were nothing, and they would be destroyed. Verse 19. The portion of Jacob is not like them, because he is the former of all things, speaking of Yahweh, and Israel is the rod, as a weapon, of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. And that was a hymn of praise. Now here we are in chapter 51 with the famous saying, I may not even get through 51 here. It's I'll make it through 51. We're in 51. This is the famous saying. Verse 20. You are a war club, 4661, to me, and weapons, 3627, of war. That's describing Israel, and this is Yahweh speaking again. I will dash to pieces, 53:10, with you nations, and destroy with you kingdoms. Verse 21, and dash to pieces with you the horse and his rider, and dash to pieces with you the chariot and its rider. Verse 22, and dash to pieces with you men and women, and dash to pieces with you old and young, and dash to pieces with you the young man and the maiden. Verse 23, and dash to pieces with you the shepherd and his flock, and dash to pieces with you the plowman and his yoke of oxen, and dash to pieces with you governors and prefects. Verse 24, I will render to Babel and to all the inhabitants of Kostim all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight. He's speaking to Israel, declares Yahweh. Verse 25, behold, against you, mountain of destruction, declares Yahweh, which destroys all the land, I will stretch out my hand upon you and roll you down from the cliffs and will make you a mountain that is burned. That's speaking of Babel. Verse 26, and they shall not take from you a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but you shall be desolate forever, declares Yahweh. That's the pronouncement against Babel. Verse 27. Set up a standard in the land. That's a battle standard. Blow the shofar as a sound of alarm for signal for battle among the nations. Prepare the nations against her. Cause to hear against her the kingdoms of Ararat, 780, Mini, 4508, and Ashkenaz, 813. Appoint a marshal, that's like a field marshal, 2951, against her. Cause to come up horses as the bristling locust. Lots of horses. Verse 28, prepare against her the nations with the kings of the Madai, that's the Medes, the governors of it, and all the prefects of it, and all the land of his dominion, 4475. Verse 29, and shall tremble the land and be in anguish, for shall be performed against Babel the purpose of Yahweh to make the land of Babel a waste from no inhabitant. Verse 30. Forborn have the mighty men of Babel to fight. They dwell in their strongholds. Dried up is their might. They have become as women. Burned are her dwelling places, and broken are her bars. Those are the bars that hold the city gates closed. Verse 31, one runner shall run to meet another, and one reporter to meet another, to report to the king of Babel that his city is captured at its end. Verse 32, and that the fords of rivers are captured, and the marshes they have burned with fire, and the men of war are frightened. 9:26. Verse 33, for thus says Yahweh of hosts, Elohe Israel, the daughter of Babel is like a threshing floor. It is time to tread her down. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest shall come. Whew. Verse 34. Devoured me and troubled me has Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babel, and he has set me an empty vessel, and he has swallowed me up like a dragon. He has filled his belly with my dainties, and he has rinsed me out. This is Israel speaking. Verse 35. The violence done to me and my flesh be upon Babel, shall the inhabitant of Zion say, and my blood upon the inhabitants of Kostim, that's Chaldea, shall say Yerushalayim. Verse 36, therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, I will plead your cause and avenge vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and dry up her springs. Verse 37, and Babel shall become heaps of rubble, a lair for jackals, an appallment and a hissing from no inhabitants. That they repeat things a lot in the Hebrew. Verse 38, they shall roar together like lions, they shall growl as lions' cubs. Verse 39, in their dryness I will make their feasts, and I will make them drunken that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, says Yahweh. They will lay down and just die. Verse 40, I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How is Sheshach captured? Sheshach is 8347, and that is a cryptogram for Babel. And how is the praise of the whole land seized? Because they were the most famous nation. How is Babel become an appallment among the nations? Verse 42, the sea has come up upon Babel. She is covered with a multitude of the waves of it. Sea and waves are a metaphor for people. Her cities are a waste, a dry land, and a desert plain, a land in which does not dwell any man, neither does pass through them a son of Adam. Different people again there. Verse 44, and I will visit punishment upon Bel, that means Lord, as does Baal. That's a variation of Baal. That's 107:8 in Babel. And I will bring forth from his mouth that which he has swallowed up. In other words, their false god, they conquered a lot of people in his name. And the nation shall not flow together any more toward him. Yea, the wall of Babel shall fall. Verse 45. My people, speaking of Israel, go forth from the midst of her and deliver every man his being from the fierce anger of Yahweh. Verse 46. And lest your heart faint, and you fear from the report that shall be heard in the land. A report shall come 1 year, and after that in another year, another report, and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Sort of like now. Verse 47, therefore, behold, the days come that I will visit punishment upon the carved images of Babel. And her entire land shall be put to shame, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. All these fake idols were going to be shown to be fake. There's verse 48. You can reference Revelation 18, verse 20. Then the sky and the land and all that is in it shall sing joyfully over Babel, for the spoilers shall come to her from the north, declares Yahweh. There's Jeremiah speaking again in verse 49, and you can reference Revelation 18, verse 24. As Babel has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babel shall fall the slain of all the land. Verse 50, you that have escaped from the sword, walk away, do not stand. Remember Yahweh afar off, and Jerusalem, rise up upon your mind. Speaking to Israel. 51, we are put to shame because we have heard taunts. Shame has covered our faces because foreigners have come into the sanctuaries of the house of Yahweh. Verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh. He's speaking again. That I will visit punishment upon her carved idols, and through all her land the wounded, 2491, shall groan, 602. Verse 53, though Babel should rise up to the sky, and though she should fortify the height of her strength, even from that shall spoilers come to her, declares Yahweh. There's Jeremiah speaking again. The sound of a cry from Babel and great destruction from the land of the Kashtim. Verse 55, because Yahweh has spoiled Babel and destroyed from her the great voice. When her waves roar like great waters, a noise of their voice is given. Waves like great waters are people. Verse 56, because the spoiler has come upon her, upon Babel, and her mighty men are captured, their bows are broken, for Yahweh, El of recompenses, that means God of recompenses, shall surely requite, that means require payment. Verse 57, I will make, this is Yahweh speaking again, I will make drunk her officials and her wise, her governors and her prefects and her mighty men, that they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake, declares the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts. Verse 58. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the broad walls of Babel shall be utterly razed, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the people in the fire, and they shall be weary. Verse 59. The word which commanded Jeremiah the prophet to Seraiah, the son of Neriah, son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Yehuda, into Babel in the fourth year of his reign. And Seraiah was a quiet official, 4496, very humble. Verse 60, so wrote Jeremiah of all the evil that would come to Babel in a scroll, the harm, and all these words are written against Babel. That's what we just read. Verse 61, and said Jeremiah to Seraiah, when you come to Babel and shall see and read aloud all these words, then you shall say, Yahweh, you have spoken against this place to cut it off, that none shall dwell in it, neither Adam nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever. Now see here again, they designate between the Adamic people and the non-Adamic people, Adam and beast. Verse 63, and it shall be when you have made an end of reading aloud this scroll, you shall bind, 7194, a stone to it and cast it into the midst of Parath, that is the Euphrates River. And 63 and 64 here you can reference Revelations 18, verse 21. Verse 64, and you shall say, thus shall Babel sink, 8257, and shall not rise from the evil that will come upon her, and they shall be weary. Thus far are the words of Yirmiyahu. And Babel was destroyed after the punishment of Israel, when Israel left. It was destroyed by other kingdoms and has never been much ever since. And recently, with this last war over there, it's been destroyed again. All the fabulous hanging gardens are gone, and it's still torn by rival Muslim factions. They're still fighting in Iraq, and that was Babel. So that ends chapter 51. I'll do 52 tomorrow and then get into the first chapter of Ezekiel, because there's 34 verses in 52. And I have about 4 minutes left on my time for this show. I didn't think I would be able to get into it, but we see a lot of analogy of Babel in the United States, etc., because of the Babylonian system. This is a symbol of Babel today, and we are watching the destruction of Babel, which is the system. Okay? The financial empire of the Talmud worshipers is crumbling. They are going into panic mode. Things are being exposed they didn't want exposed. The internet is exploding. They are banning people. They are censoring sites. They are taking sites down. There is a full attack at this time on the truther sites all over the place. They're dropping. Kingdom Identity Ministries has been taken down. The health site been taken down. They took down Alex Jones. Can you imagine that? Off these sites. It doesn't mean they're off the air. It just means they're not on those websites anymore. The search engines won't take you to them. So it sounds disastrous, but it's not. You have to directly enter the URL and not use a search engine, and you'll go there, but you have to find out the URL. They're going in full panic mode, folks. Okay? They're not getting their way. The libtards are going crazy, and basically the Jews have bought out all the search engines, all of it. TalkShoe, we don't know who owns TalkShoe, but we know who owns Google and Yahoo, YouTube. They're all Jewish owned. And if you say anything that's politically incorrect, they're going to cut you off. That's why it's so important for the listeners to help support EFR, because we're independent. And you're not going to get the information that we give anyplace else, pretty much. And we relay information from other sites, if it's valid. And we're doing this on a volunteer basis, on our dime. And we really could use your help. So if you feel like donating, like to the calendar, you'll get a beautiful calendar and get to listen to EFR for quite some time. We could use a few shekels. I hate to ask, but it's getting to that point. Well, the end of the hour has arrived, so I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the 8th, and we'll start in chapter 52 of Jeremiah. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.